Welcome to the Leap to Lead, and this episode where we explore, is balance really possible? In our fast-paced world, the concept of balance is often out there as the holy grail of personal and professional success. We are constantly bombarded with images of people who seem to have it all together. Thriving careers, picture-perfect families, zen-like personal lives. I'm smiling and almost laughing as I said it, because let's just take a moment and ask ourselves, is that really possible? Is that perfect balance really possible? Or are we all chasing an illusion that sets us up for frustration and disappointment? We know the role social media plays in this, and I think that's why I'm sort of smiling and laughing to myself. The truth is, the idea of perfect balance is just that. It's an idea. Life is inherently messy. It's unpredictable and constantly changing. What looks like balance from the outside is often a carefully curated snapshot that does not reflect the day-to-day reality. So instead of striving for an unattainable ideal, I'm inviting you today to embrace the concept of dynamic equilibrium. This means accepting that different areas of our lives will require more attention at different times. And that's okay. Some days work might take center stage. Other times, family or personal growth might be the priority. The key is to be flexible and adjust as we need. While perfect balance is a myth, it doesn't mean we should give up on seeking harmony in our lives. And a tool that's really useful in assessing and improving our life satisfaction is the Wheel of Life. It's a really simple but powerful exercise. It helps us to visualize the different aspects of our lives and identify the areas that might need more attention. There are 8 categories in the Wheel of Life: personal growth, health and fitness, family, friends, fun and recreation, spirituality, career, and money. By rating your satisfaction in each of these areas on a scale of 1 to 10, you create a visual representation of your life's current state. This exercise is not about perfect tens. It's about gaining awareness and making intentional choices about where you want to focus your time and energy. And once you've got clarity on the different aspects of your life, you can make choices that align with your own priorities, with your values. If you're thinking about reclaiming your time and energy, then here are some strategies that can help. Firstly, set boundaries. Learn to say no to commitments that don't align with your values or your goals. As my friend Sarah often says, no is a complete sentence. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment, it can really help you make the most of time and reduce your stress. Prioritize your self-care. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish. You cannot pour from an empty cup. It is really necessary for your long-term well-being and your ability to support others. Delegate and ask for help. You don't have to do everything yourself. Sharing responsibilities can free up your time and energy. Regular check-ins. Revisit your Wheel of Life. I recommend every month, and set then new action points for the next month ahead. Consider how you're progressing, celebrate the small wins, and make decisions about the next month. And then embrace imperfection. Remember, it's okay if things aren't always balanced. You just need to adjust as you go. So while perfect balance is an unattainable ideal, we can strive for a more realistic and fulfilling approach to life. By letting go of unrealistic expectations and using tools like the Wheel of Life, we can make intentional choices about how we spend our time and energy, and we can create a life that feels more balanced and aligned with our true priorities. Remember, the goal is not perfection. it's progress. So take a deep breath now, give yourself grace, and embrace the beautiful, messy, imperfect balance that is uniquely yours. If you want to do the Wheel of Life, go to theleaptolead.com/balance and have a go at that now. It will give you really good clarity on where you need to focus, and you can set some really intentional actions for the month ahead. I'll put that link in the show notes.